Hot Spring Hot Tubs, 40 years young, and we're just getting started. Also, mark your calendar for exciting upcoming events, including our annual pool school on Wednesday, April 19th, and grill class Wednesday, May 3rd.
And again, Kathy Dawes today, along with Chris Hellenbeck, Fort Riley Management Coordinator and Emergency Management Coordinator. And also we have with us Lori Harrison, Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator, and appreciate both of them being here talking about severe weather with Course Awareness Week coming up next week.
Right.
So here we are. It is time. And I know that, Lori, we had mentioned, of course, about the March 16th severe weather presentation, but let's give some numbers. Let's break this up a little and make it more real for people out there. I know we hear a lot about Kansas being Tornado Alley and all that type of thing. And we do have our share of tornadoes. There's no doubt about it. But some numbers, actually, from this last year might be of interest to our folks.
What we've received from the National Weather Service in the way of statistics, last year we had 102 tornadoes reported in Kansas. This is the good part, zero fatalities and 12 injuries, unfortunately, but zero fatalities is really awesome. The first tornado happened on March 30th, with the last being Christmas Day, December 25th. So we have, you know, usually think of our tornado season as the April, May, June timeframe, but it just shows you they can happen at any time of the year. So we always need to be paying attention to the weather and to that information we receive from the National Weather Service.
People do forget that sometimes. And you mentioned no fatalities. You think it's because we have gotten better at warning people?
I'd like to think so. Yeah, that we've got lots of ways of being notified. We've informed folks of how to stay safe, what to do if you're in a mobile home, get out. If you're in a vehicle, find a safe place. You know, we've covered all kinds of different situations, and hopefully it sounds like people are paying attention to those and using that to their advantage.
You and I have been around just a few years, you know, and doing this just a few. And I have to admit there's times I get a little ho-hum or I kind of think, oh, we haven't had one in a while. I'm really not, you know, but we could be surprised. It's one of those things you do need to constantly be aware of all the time.
Exactly, because you just never know. I mean, December 25th, who would have thunk it, you know, but there it was, tornado in Saline County is where it was, so not too far away.
Well, I remember the one that came through Manhattan. How many years ago now? I was getting ready to go to bed that night, and mm-hmm. Good thing I didn't. Chris, I know, again, with your folks, many of them not from Kansas, and so you have to prepare them maybe and think a little bit more, make it even clearer to them the importance of some of these basic tips and suggestions that Lori just kind of went over, mobile homes and that kind of thing.
Right. That's one of the preparedness things that we talk about a lot with our new folks, because, like you say, a lot of them are from other areas who are not used to our region. And those that have been here at Fort Riley or been here in the region for a while, those are the ones you have to hit again, because they do become, you know, the ho-hum ones that kind of get in that rut of not worrying about it. But it's a big campaign that we put on throughout the month, and then we continuously, you know, talk to them about it, because just like Lori said, you know, there's a time of year that we emphasize, but it could happen at any time.
I was going to say some of them may be used to earthquakes, although we've had some of those here too, so
right,
I can't say that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Moving along too, and I know that, Lori, you're going to have your CERT people available, your weather amateur radio folks. I mean, there's a lot of people that, when it comes to these types of emergencies, that play a big part in what you do.
That's right. We have several groups of volunteers through the Emergency Management Office. We have CERT, which is the Community Emergency Response Team. They're trained volunteers who can go out after a disaster and assist first responders. And then also we have our WARN group, our Weather Amateur Radio Network. These are our storm spotters who are in constant communication with us at the Emergency Operations Center with the National Weather Service to just let them know what's going on, and then those decisions on watches and warnings are often made upon the information that we're receiving from our storm spotters. And those folks will have booths at the severe weather presentation on March 16. So if you're interested in any of those programs, even to volunteer, we'll be glad to take information and put you in touch with trainers.
Now let's get back to the terminology and the definitions, which we go over this with our people, especially the new ones. You'll get folks that watch and warning, there's a big difference.
That's right. It's always confusing, but a watch, if you think of it as just watch the sky, watch the news, kind of just keep yourself informed. Those watches are things, they're issued ahead of the event to, you know, that things can happen. So just watch and make sure that things don't develop. And then the warning is that it is here, it is imminent, it is on top of you, and you need to be taking shelter. So in the watch phase of things, you know, you can go about your business. You know, you can continue to, you know, head out to Dillon's and grab a, you know, gallon of milk or, you know, but if it's in the warning, you know, you want to be taking shelter. So be in the basement, underground for a tornado. You know, so watches and warnings, very distinctive how you prepare for the event.
And, of course, that's when sirens, and, you know, it's interesting you mentioned the grocery store because just this last year there was a day and I was going through the pharmacy section picking up prescriptions and it was hailing and all of a sudden the sirens went off. And the lady at the pharmacy said, we're going to have to do this later. We got to go to the shelter right now. And I'm starting to go home and I'm thinking, you know, maybe I ought to go in and go to their shelter. And I did. I went inside the store and went back in their cooler. And, you know, so you really do need to be aware. I thought, wouldn't that be ironic? News director, K-Man Radio. You know, moving along to Chris, and I know there again, you know, you'd get the terminology, the information out to the people the best you can, and maybe some of the other things you have planned throughout the month to further inform people, Chris, and real close to your mic too, if you could.
Yep. Excuse me. We do have a lot of things planned as far as some booths we'll be setting up, and like I said, we do those family briefs to our family member groups, but mainly the booth is what we'll be doing at our APs, our PX. Post exchange there. We'll do some commissary booths. We'll do some static booths. We'll do some little low-level exercise drills with our directorates. And all of that stuff comes together to help promote that preparedness if we do have to go into a shelter operations.
And I know when we're focusing on tornadoes, but there are other hazards when we talk about severe weather. And I don't know which one of you wants to address that, Lori, but there's a lot more than just tornadoes to worry about when we have severe weather move into the area.
Definitely tornadoes still the spotlight. But there's lightning, there's hail, there's floods, there's flash floods. So all of those parts of the severe weather are just as dangerous as anything else. You know, lightning can kill people. You know, cars get floated away in a flash flood event. We've had several of those flash floods here. And so hail obviously can be very damaging. In 08, just before the tornado, we had a huge hailstorm where I don't know exactly how big the stones were, but I know what I saw had gone into the ground at least 5 or 6 inches into the earth. And so you just think that has to come down with such tremendous force that it is deadly. And so those are definitely things to pay attention to as well.
And down power lines. I mean, people just don't think sometimes, but there's accidental repercussions that occur because of the severe weather that they also need to be aware of and what to do.
Exactly.
I know aside from just kind of understanding what the warning sirens and those kind of things mean, I know that always having a plan is pretty important too. And I don't know if Lori wants to lead off. I'm sure, Chris, you do the same thing at Fort Riley, but if you want to kind of remind us of having a plan and what folks need to do that way.
Well, let's hit your first part of that with the sirens. Chris and I were talking at break that the sirens, the outdoor warning sirens on Fort Riley are handled differently than those in Riley County. And sometimes that causes confusion with folks who might be able to hear both systems, say those folks in the Ogden area. So Riley counties are set off at the issuance of a tornado warning, typically. We did also sound those in 08 for the large hail because, as we said, it was very deadly. So we want to make sure that people outside are notified. So those sirens are sounded for that protection. And so we don't always coordinate with Fort Riley that our sirens are going off or, you know, we know that their sirens are going off. And so there might be a time where people in a certain overlap area could hear both systems and become confused. So just know that both systems could be sounding at the same time or a little bit off of each other, depending on the event and how they're
activated.
Appreciate
you clarifying, Chris, if you want to elaborate a little bit, too, and what goes into making that decision to sound those sirens, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's correct. What we do is our weather detachment, working with the National Weather Service, they have a closer radar view and versus using the large-scale one. So in order to provide that protection for our infrastructure, provide that protection for our soldiers that may be out training in the field, what we do is we might set those sirens off a little early because we do have spotters in our training areas. We have spotters all around the installation. So once we see the funnel cloud, then we'll set ours off. And like Lori said, sometimes we'll be setting ours off a little earlier or at a separate time than the partners off post in the counties. But it goes back to that knowing your alert system, you know, because following up with that, social media, those kind of things will really help you.
I just realized we're almost out of time.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's anything real quickly you want to highlight, Lori.
National Weather Service will be in town March 16 at Four Points by Sheraton at 7 p.m. Free, great presentation. Hopefully everyone can come and join us.
And I guess, Chris, anything you're wanting to highlight today?
I would just like to caveat that National Weather Service presentation. We did ours last week. It's a great presentation, very informative. So I would encourage everybody to go out and participate in that.
And again, a plan is important. We've talked about that numerous times. And if they want more information, I'm sure you can provide it to them.
Definitely contact us.
And thanks again to both of you today. And we've had with us emergency management coordinators from Riley County, Lori Harrison, Fort Riley, Chris Hallenbeck. You've been listening to In Focus.
And, of course, News Radio KMAN and our four sister stations in the Manhattan Broadcasting Group will do whatever it takes to make sure our communities are informed when it comes to severe weather. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, a little bit of Dan Patrick, then K-State baseball and Manhattan High girls basketball all on the way today. We got K-State women tomorrow morning at 10:30. A little bit of K-State men's basketball and some baseball and Manhattan boys tomorrow night. It's going to be a crazy weekend. Have a great weekend. I'm Dave Lewis. I'll see you back next week on KMAN.
Hi, it's Randy at Energy Center Manhattan Pool. You don't stop having fun.